The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com, and I have an October story for you today, and it's called October, What Do I Do in the Garden? After the long hot summer, autumn has finally arrived. The days are getting shorter more rapidly, and the shadows are stretching out longer every day. My front garden gets very little sunshine now that the sun has dipped below the southern tree line, but the blooms are still lovely. Looking around the rest of the gardens, the story is pretty much the same. It's taking a lot longer for the blooms to open because of the shorter days and the chilly nights, but the blossoms that you cut to bring in for the table now are loaded with sugar. They'll last much longer in the vase. The colors are much more intense, and so are the fragrances. So what does one do with the rose gardens in October? In my gardens, I'm always careful to water my plants if the weather is dry. I believe a well-hydrated rose will have an easier time making it through the winter. I generally give up my spray program around October 1st. It's perfectly fine to continue spraying if you want to, but I always feel like I'm on vacation when I give up my spray program for the season. Here in Windsor, Connecticut, our roses will be going dormant within the next 4 or 5 weeks, so I pack up my sprayer and bring it into the basement. I'll also pack up my spray materials and bring them into the cellar as well. They are stored in a locked cabinet to wait for the following spring. If you live in a cold area, you won't want to leave your spray materials in the garage, as freezing temperatures will probably dramatically shorten their efficiency. This stuff's expensive. We want it to last for as long as it's meant to. This is a really easy time out in the garden. Cut and enjoy some of your blooms, but leave some on the rose bushes until the petals are ready to fall also. That's when my grandsons and I have rose petal fights. I also gather rose petals and broadcast them onto the front sidewalk. My neighbors walk on rose petals. Sometimes my husband and I will throw them into the road with wild abandon. The rose confetti blows all over the place as the traffic passes by. Don't do any more deadheading this time of year. We want the plants to get the idea that winter's coming. We think roses were put on this earth to give us pleasure. The roses think they were put here to reproduce themselves. All summer long, we have been deadheading our roses to keep them from going to seed, making hips. In essence, we fool them into constant blossom. Now we want them to take a deep breath and prepare for their rest period. So basically, what do I do in the rose garden in October? Not much in the way of work. Do visit daily. Do cut some for the table. Do breathe in the sweet fragrance. Don't deadhead and don't cut back. We don't want to stimulate any new growth and lose all that energy when the temperature gets down into the 20s. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin for PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.